Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me.
Amen. Amen.
All right. All right. We are live with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors. We are on live, 22 million in attendance in terms of the audience, and we also are coming to you live with open questions for all of the listeners who are supporting Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors. This show comes on from 9 to 11 every Sunday night, and we would love for you guys to continue to support, continue to call in, ask all questions, concerns about Miss Fry's book, Only the Strong Survive. She actually has three, Only the Strong Survives, Only the Strong Survives, True Grit, and Ariana's Revenge. We're going to be discussing tonight, you know, a lot of, you know, groundbreaking topics. Again, we're leaving the call lines open. You can call us up at 347-934-0318. And hey, just press one on the dial and we'll let the Spirit lead you and do what it does. I just want to just start this off tonight with just, word of encouragement. A lot of times, and one thing, you know, we definitely learned from Miss Fry's book, Only the Strong Survives, we are placed in a lot of situations, a lot of times, that tries our faith from time to time. We will go through life in order for us to, instead of us fleeing or complaining about how bad things are, really these trials and tribulations are allowing us to draw closer to God, to seek His knowledge, to seek His wisdom, His understanding. Because when we do that, it allows us to really see clearly what it is that we're to do. One repetitive message that I've been hearing all through the week from just different emails that I've been receiving and just things that have been weighing on my spirit as well, just with the different personnel that I deal with, you know, with running the show. It's about the Holy Spirit and how it's about the Holy Spirit being a gift to believers. And I searched for a scripture that kind of would help describe that. And with this message also comes a testimony that God puts no more on you than you can stand. And you have to realize that the enemy's job is only to deceive you, to rob you of those blessings. But I'm also let the Word of God speak on that as well with 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter, 8th verse. It says, therefore, he who rejects the instructions does not reject man, but God, who gives you His Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Titus, 3rd chapter, 5th verse, says, He saves us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Verse 6 concludes, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We really want to take that in consideration. I mean, just through our, you know, like I was saying, my testimony is a very simple one. The day-to-day, a lot of times, if we allow it, will try to rob us of the things that God has placed up in store for us. But when we start to look at things through His word, calling on no one but Him, trusting no one but Him, He will lead you through a lot of these trials and tribulations. And Ms. Fry, I know you can definitely can add to what I just said, because you're so full of inspiration to a lot of our listeners as well as myself, and just witnessing through what we have read from your book. Definitely, you know, we feel that you can definitely, you know, shed some clarity on that.
Well, when I let's go back to what you said about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Holy Spirit was given to us when Jesus died on the cross and suffered. He suffered, I think I said last week, for all of us.
That's right.
So that we might be saved.
That's right.
But when He left and descended to heaven, He left the Holy Spirit to go inside of us, because the Spirit used to dwell in buildings.
right.
Not a spirit dwells in us. Why? The suffering that goes on in our body is so that we can help others. Because like you said, God knows what we will do. So he knows which person to put every suffering, whichever the suffering is, he knows who to place inside of them so that they can go out and witness and say, I got through it. And with the Holy Spirit, I was carried, like I was carried through all my abuse. He carried me no matter what I went through so that I can help others. That was the meaning. That's why Jesus came down, to help others, to go through the sufferings and help others. So our Holy Spirit inside of us, we have to help others by telling what things happen and saying that God helped me get through it by the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right. Because it becomes a pillar to draw us, or a beacon that draws us closer to him.
Right, but then we have to remember, though, we still have to forgive the abusers.
We have to.
Because that's why Jesus died, for us to be forgiven.
That's right.
So we have to forgive the same way. And God forgives us, so we have to forgive any abusers. Colossians 3:13 says, forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ has forgiven you.
That's right. That's right. That is right.
But that's why I'm here, you know, talking and sharing my experiences to help others know that everything I went through was so that I can be here tonight talking to them, telling them you can get through it with God. But the only way you can get through it is you have to forgive first.
You have to forgive. You have to forgive, and that is so key. You have to forgive those that have transgressed against you, that have trespassed against you. We have to do that, because if God has forgiven us for our sins, then we definitely have to forgive those that have gone against us. We have to do that. We discuss a lot through just different, you know, I've been involved in a lot of meetings this week with a lot of ministers, a lot of men and women of Christ, with different programs that are being put together around this whole urban experience and movement. And the thing that constantly comes up is the fact that a lot of our young people want to forgive. Sometimes it's just hard for them to know how to forgive. When the things around them push them towards not forgiving, only pushing the opposite, I'm going to say that, the opposite, they need to be surrounded by those that are encouraging them also just as strongly, you know, that this is one of the main key ingredients to building a much more firmer relationship with their Lord and Savior. Forgiveness is, you know, I know this from just personal experience, it's easier said than done a lot of times, but we have to do this. And the more experience we go through and learning these things, it becomes easier only through understanding it through the eyes of God. And with that being said, this is why your book is such a huge inspiration to so many people, because when they go page by page, chapter by chapter, and they see the struggles, they see the adversity, they see all that you went through, and if God can carry you through all of these things, and you still stand to be able to talk about it and to be able to encourage others to talk about it and to come forward and to share and to be healed, then this is really what this is about. It's just like what you've been saying since the very beginning. You understood when affirming your relationship with God that the abuse that you suffered was not for you, but it was meant for you to be, it was meant to be an encouragement and an inspiration to others.
Right, right. And I remember, I didn't pass God's test. Life is like, if God puts us to a test, he knows how much we can bear, but he tests us also. In other words, if anything keep coming upon you, the same thing over and over and over again, and you keep failing, it's like a test in school. Once you fail, you have to take the test until you pass.
That's it. That's right.
So I kept failing God's test. I failed because at first I was, you know, faulting God. and angry, you know, and it came back to me again. The abuse kept coming because I didn't get it. In order for me to pass, I mean, I couldn't just keep on going through abuse over and over. I had to come to God.
Right.
And how did I hear from him? I had to get into his word. That's how he talks to us.
That's right.
And I got into his word. And I learned, I said, you know what? I'm going to pass this test. So when things come upon us in life, if we just get into our word and rejoice and start praising God, watch how quick it goes away. Because, see, when you be praising God and the enemy is watching and saying, no matter what I bring upon them, they're still praising him, he'll leave you alone.
Amen.
See, he wants you down and out, struggling, all sad. That's what the enemy wants. But if we know that God orders our steps, if we just get that everything we're going through, God is ordering that,
all right,
then we can keep the joy of the Lord and we can pass each test. When things come upon us, we can say, okay, Lord, I thank you because you're taking me to a different level. Lord, I thank you for this. What else am I going to do? You know, just keep the joy of the Lord. That's how you keep your strength. So I wasn't passing the test. But when I got to the level and I started reading, getting into God's word, learning that all I have to do is depend on God and know that he ordered this for me for some reason, I passed.
That's right.
And then I was free.
That's right.
I was free to talk about it, free to smile regardless of what happened to me. Because I learned that God ordered it.
That's right. That's right. And that is so key because we have to realize that God is in control and he orders these steps to draw us closer to him to bring about his glorification.
He might have sent one person that way for that one particular soul to be saved.
That's right.
He might take you from one job to another just for one person in that place. Mm-hmm. If you can just understand, it's for God's glory. It's not about us. It's about God. And no matter where he sends or how he sends us, we just have to go joyfully.
That's right. We have to go joyfully.
That's when you're passing the test.
That's right. That's right. You just reminded me of also another scripture about Moses when he was leading the captives out of Egypt. And when they were led out from bondage, they complained.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept having them walk in this circle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which he, you know, in that whole story, we realize that we have to understand that the God we serve, he has a purpose and a plan for every step in everyone's life that he has created. And
mm-hmm.
and he will allow certain things to happen only to bring about his glorification. And
he's going to discipline the ones he loves. He chases the ones he loves.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And we have to realize that. We have to realize that. So I feel so good today with all that is transpiring. For all of the listeners that are tuned in tonight to Miss Nadine Frye, live with Miss Nadine Frye on God Survivors, we would just ask you continue to support us. Continue to send your emails, continue to call in, continue to do what you do, but also would also ask for, you know, additional support because in order for us to continue to be able to bring about this great programming and other opportunities, we're open to any, you know, support that you can muster. Whether it's, you know, further support with other resources to allow us to be able to further our broadcasting venue. Also, from a financial standpoint, you know, because with all the upcoming events that are taking place, if you enjoy what's being done, we would love to continue it, and we would, you know, we'll be able to continue it with the support of all those that are like-minded and like-kinded in all the things that are being done. You can send any supportive materials, donations to spellbound47@yahoo.com. You can also call the number, which is 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. We got a lot of great blessings that are getting ready to take place, you know, over the course of the remainder of the year. And with that in mind, you know, just, you know, again, with the young minds, the young men and women that are involved, so much goodness and so much greatness is taking place. we will reserve a segment, you know, in the upcoming weeks where we will actually go through a lot of the emails that come through from weeks to weeks to kind of really just share with the listeners just how many people are actually being touched and being helped by what's being discussed. Ms. Fry, we just, again, so many things that are taking place, so many great things that are taking place. We have here in Atlanta a movement that actually has been going on for a while, but within this movement, a lot of young women as well as young men are coming forward to being able to discuss a lot of the things that they once questioned in terms of from a mental abuse and from a physical abuse standpoint. And one that kind of hit close to home recently was the fact that everything that a lot of young people watch on television, when they hear about abuse, when they witness it, there's a slight spin on how it's actually being portrayed. And what they're hearing and feeling from what we're doing here with your show is the ability to be very open about the things that have happened and some true solutions to rectify a lot of that. But the key ingredient to rectification and this is coming to the knowing knowledge of who Christ is and how he saves and how he carries and how he holds us. And he continues to bless us if we allow him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the great thing. Young minds are now becoming very aware that Christ is the key. He is the key. He is the answer. And so with that being said, we will be announcing in the next couple of weeks, you know, some solid engagements with a lot of these youth groups that are presently involved with a lot of this. We're knowing with the Labor Day weekend around the corner, a lot of folks are, you know, on the highways and byways traveling to visit family members and so forth. But also with that being in mind, continuing to receive the support of everyone who feels that this is something that is near and dear to them that definitely needs to be discussed. We would also like to also mention, you know, I wasn't going to embarrass him on the air tonight, but what I am going to say is that with Mr. Corey, I think all is well with what his attempts were over the last weekend, so we are looking to set up some additional speakings with other adults, ministers, and so forth who have been empowered by your words of encouragement through your book.
Okay.
This, again, just a lot of things, so many things, so many great things. We do have a caller that's on the line right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this time to see if we can get him on the line and, you know, get him to ask some questions and, you know, see if we can cover, you know, a couple of things, give him an opportunity to just share, what's going on with them.
Okay.
All right, so let's see who we got here. Caller number one, you are live with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors. Who we got calling in tonight on line number one?
The McNeil family.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Hi, we're calling from Palm Coast, Florida. We're family members, and we have the opportunity this weekend to spend time with the Fries, which they are our family. And we were really blessed by them, highly blessed by them. And just to talk with them, we have read the books, but to sit and talk with her, and to see what the Lord has done in her life and what he's doing in her life. We were just blessed. And on our way home in the car, my husband said, this is one of the best trips we've ever taken. This two-week
period.
Thank
you.
We were blessed. And your book, I'm reading it again because, you know, you read and then you miss things. I'm reading it.
Yes.
But I thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Ariana's story, my husband will either have to send to you for it or either the Amazon book. But you and your husband, your family, a blessing. We're praying for your
Thank
family.
Thank you.
Hope you continue
Thank
to pray
you.
For you. And We shall
thank
spend
you
more
so
time.
Much.
But we just thank you. I mean, you truly are a blessing. And the things that
thank
you went
you so
through,
much.
I can relate to some of them. And it's just, you have to forgive in order to go on with your life.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
If you don't forgive, you end up carrying that burden by yourself. When you forgive, you let it go.
Yes.
You let it go and you release that. But so, we love you. Continue.
Yes, you know, it's so good to have family members to back you, behind you. It just, you know, it helps to lift you up.
Right.
You know, it's like it's okay for anyone else, but when family is behind you, it just blesses me. And I thank God for them because they spent a couple of days with me. I didn't want them to go, but they had to leave.
Gotcha.
But they just encouraged me so much.
All right.
And I just thank God for them.
Well, we appreciate the support. We appreciate the support.
And I miss them. I'll be going to Florida pretty soon.
All right.
I hope the door is open.
Okay.
If somebody else to talk, we're going to just listen in, okay?
All right.
Okay.
We appreciate you calling.
Be blessed. Be blessed.
Love you. Okay.
Love you.
All right.
Okay.
We got another call on the line. All right. There we go.
Caller.
Let's get them in. Let's see who we got. Okay. Caller number two, you are live with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors. Who we got calling in tonight?
Corey.
All right, we got
Corey
in the building. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I've just been busy.
I hear you've been busy, man. Look, it's always a pleasure for you calling in and definitely lending a supporting ear, man. Look, we've all been busy, man, you know, because, hey, between the normal show that we run, you know, Monday through Friday, and then with the weekend segment coming up, man, a lot of good work that's being done. But, man, to me, this is the most exciting part of the week right here, this show right here, because, man, you really get to really, you know, how you say, let your hair down and really, you know, let everybody know what's going on. But, man, just kind of tell us a little bit about what you say you've been busy. So, man, kind of let us a little bit about what you've been busy with, man.
Just making new material for different projects, including y'all's.
Okay. All right.
Making songs, new songs, Corey?
Yeah, we got two done. My next, something else, I got to go to the church and try and spread the word about the book for you.
Okay.
Next Sunday.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Corey is out there beating the pavement, man. That's what's up, man. That
doing
is
doing what God wants him to do. Because Corey is so blessed.
That's right.
And he's giving. He's giving up himself by trying to help get this book out because he knows a lot of people out there that need that help.
That's right.
I appreciate it, Corey.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
That's right. I'm telling you, man, look, you're a definite pillar for a lot of the young men that are out there, man, because, hey, this is where it starts at right here, man. This is where it starts. Just wanted to kind of just add to that, man. We'll definitely, being that tomorrow is Labor Day, I've been encouraged by my immediate family. I need to take a day off, so I'm gonna do that and take one off tomorrow. And when we come back on Tuesday, man, we got some definite things we're going to be definitely discussing projects that are in question, and then also a couple other opportunities with a couple of youth groups that are definitely joining them on the movement with help spreading awareness of Only the Strong Survives, and also putting together a foundation that will help give back to a lot of the children that are victims of physical and
yes.
abuse.
Yes.
So this is definitely, you know, we got our work cut out for us, but hey, this is what we pray for. So this is what we want, man.
That's right. You know, because of what I've been doing and trying to help young people, yes, something happened in my life that I have to tell about. My grandson got in an automobile accident.
Oh, no.
And he totaled his car.
Hmm.
Well, the police called me to come get him, but when I got there, the police didn't even put it on record that he had been drinking.
Okay.
And, yeah, but do you know they did not even put it on his record?
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I prayed the whole way to the accident for my child to be safe.
That's right.
And when I kind of, when the police first called me, I said, well, is he all right? And he said, he's fine. But he came out with no scrapes, nothing. Had a little headache, but that was it.
All right.
But see, the devil, he gave, okay, now let me get to her through her children. But it won't work.
That's right, it won't work.
The car was totaled, but my child didn't have one scratch on him.
That's right. That just this lets you know that, man, that protective wedge is around, and it's around all the ones that are, you know, everyone that is really stepping into the realm of where God really wants them to be with everything he's put before them. I see this day in and day out. So that's definitely an excellent testimony. Corey, did you get a chance to catch the broadcast with Birthmark being on the early part of the week?
No, I didn't. I just got back on, like, with the phone situation and all that today.
Gotcha, man. Well, Birthmark is doing well. He's up and about, man. I'm going to tell you, you know, he went from being in intensive care to now he's back in the saddle, back in the studio, getting ready.
That is so good.
And, you know, and so he is like, he is well in tune with everything that's being done. So he's also looking forward to working with you as well. So you got artists that are lining up to definitely, you know, work with you on the upcoming project. Man, hey, this is what it's about, man.
That's what it's all about.
This is what it's about.
Knowing that the gifts that God has given them is for his glory.
That's right. That's right. But yo, Corey, I appreciate you calling in, man. You say you don't finish the book already, eh?
Yeah, I finished it the first day. It took me like 2 hours. Like, my roommate was like, you got that ass tempo? I was like, yeah. I couldn't drop it once I opened it. Like, I just wanted to know more. Like,
exactly.
Just wanted to keep reading.
Right.
Now, Corey, you got to get Ariana's Revenge too. Now, the third book, Ariana's Revenge.
Yes, you got to get.
How do you spell that one?
A R I A N A. F. Revenge. Ariana's Revenge.
Gotta get that one, man.
All right.
That was really going to have you out there, man. Really.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, man, we appreciate you definitely calling in. Appreciate the support, man. Definitely, like I say, come Tuesday morning, you'll definitely be hearing from me, man. Definitely.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
You're welcome, man.
Okay. All right, that's what it's about. That is what it's about. Look, we got them calling in, you know, got a couple of folks. I'm waiting on them to press one on the dial, you know, so give them a chance to get ready. But you're tuning in live to the Miss Nadine Fry Show, God Survivors, and we're discussing, you know, the first book, Only the Strong Survives, but really we're really opening the listening lines up for all questions, concerns about everything that you've read, everything you heard over the last couple of weeks about, you know, everything that's being done. Again, we're looking forward to having more supporters. You know, Ms. Fry, definitely, she had, not only does she has, you know, three books that are definitely ones that you definitely want to add to your book collection. Presently, she's working on a screenplay from the book that will be actually a movie script that will be, you know, it's being put together as we speak. So looking for definite supporters in that as well. Television promotions are actually going to be starting in the beginning of October. Again, so if you are enjoying everything that you're hearing tonight, you haven't heard anything, wait till you see it on the silver screen. We would just encourage you to continue to support us. All donations, all level of supporters is welcome. You can send all questions, comments, and concerns to spellbound47@yahoo.com. You can also give us a call at area code 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. Just leave all your contact information, what it is that you are looking to contribute in terms of, you know, preferably whether it's sponsorship or words of encouragement, whatever. Please do that, and someone from our elite staff will definitely get back in touch with you, you know, concerning that.
But definitely, we want to just make sure that everybody understands so many great things are getting ready to take place. I got a call the other day from one of the promoters who is actually there. I'm not saying that, you know, I got a big mouth, so everybody knows on my end of it. If you don't want me, if you want to keep a secret, don't tell it to James. Don't tell it to J-Dog because he's going to tell it. But basically, the powers that be have been, over the last 3 weeks, they have been very diligent on listening to a lot of the artists in all segments of each show that's being featured here on Where They Do That at Radio. And the reason why is because a lot of additional programming is being created from what they're hearing and what they're seeing. And with that being said, we want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to be a part of this urban awareness, especially when it comes to a lot of our youth in our community. There, you know, time and time again, we hear about all of these things that that plague a lot of our youth as well as our elderly. And then at the end of the day, we ask ourselves, well, I wonder, is there anything that could be done? The key to it is communication. The key to it is communicating. We have to be able to break down these barriers where we as adults can communicate with our children. We as younger adults have to understand that we can communicate with older adults on a lot of the matters that are at hand. If we leave it solely up to the media, they will continue to spiral this thing further and further out of control and create more and more distance between these two groups. And if you look at it from just that standpoint alone and understanding really what's going on, a lot of this stuff, if we were willing to discuss it, to work towards godly solutions to a lot of the things, you know, a lot of good can come from it. A lot of good can come from it, you know.
That's right. You know, when we talk about communication, we have to learn that communication means being able to talk to someone, but it also means being able to listen.
That's right.
So parents, don't just talk. You have to listen to your child. That's communication. You're communicating back and forth. Some parents think that just by, you do what I say do. That's old. Let's talk about it. That means you talk about it and let the child talk about it so you listen as well as talk. That's what communication is.
That's right. We have to communicate because these are the keys. Because, see, keep in mind, if we are not communicating, if we're just simply, you know, bossing or ordering or telling and not giving reasons or not listening at least to what they have to say about it, a lot of the problem relies in just that level of what, you know, the lines of communication. Now, especially, you got to also throw this into the mix as well. When these things that we are discussing in terms of physical and mental abuse are prevalent, communication is very detrimental.
That's right.
Very detrimental because if you're not communicating with the child, if you're not watching for the signs, if you're not aware of what they are communicating with or what they are involved with, you will totally be unaware of the true influences and the true predators that are actually, in effect.
That's right.
And so we really have to make sure that we do that. And I know I'm a parent as well and a grandparent. It's sometimes easier said than done. You know, I know my grandkids, they can tell me the sky's purple and almost convince me that it really is because that's how they are. But we still have to listen. We still have to understand it. And so with that in mind, you know, I pick up numerous news articles. Classifications come to my email a lot of times about all these things that are on both these levels. And there's so much physical and mental abuse out there. The numbers are staggering. And because we're living in a society now where a lot of people would rather simply not talk about it, brush it under the rug, say it happens to everyone, and let it go at that, I feel, and this is just my personal opinion, I feel that this is one of the main contributors to the problem because no one these days is really willing to discuss these things on this level.
Right. They think they're hurting someone. They'll be hurting somebody by discussing it, but they're mainly hurting themselves because it's not forgiveness if you're holding it in and not talking about it, not, you know, telling and taking care of the problem. Because you got to remember, if that person is abusing you, he could be abusing someone else.
That's right.
and you could be helping. See, God brings things to us so that we can do something about it. Anything he lets you see, he lets you see it so you can do something about it. God is not going to let you see someone or hear someone being abused unless he wants you to handle it.
That's right.
But when we push it aside, we brush it aside. You know your child. God knows us, and you know your child. You know if your child eat a lot and all of a sudden he stop eating, or he's distant, or he's not talking, or he wanna lock himself in his room, or it's something wrong.
That's right.
That's a sign that it's something wrong. You have to take care of it. Pull your child aside. What's the matter? Let's talk and listen. And by just your child talking to you, you will understand something is going wrong with that child. But that child will not just voluntarily come to you, because most of the time the child is abused, there is fear.
Exactly.
They're afraid of what could happen to you, because that person has instilled in them that they will do something to someone else in the family. And even if they don't instill it, that child is figuring, if this is the kind of person doing this to me, what would he do to someone else?
That's right.
So they don't talk about it. But you watch as well as pray.
Have to.
You have to know your child is behaving differently.
You have to. You have to pay attention to these things because they are so important. Just like we discussed last week with the young child that was left in the care of the babysitter who is now in the coma. You have to understand the perimeters of the society that we live in, and you have to understand that this is the same society that if you let your child, for all the parents that are on the line tonight, just take an inventory of what your child watches on television in a 30-minute, 45-minute span. I mean, everything from what you would consider the most safest thing on television, from the Disney to the Nick, this, that, and that. You gotta understand there's an avenue that your child is exposed to where all of these things are prevalent. And so, because you gotta look at it, my oldest daughter, she's 24. She's a big Jerry Springer fan. And I've been,
oh my goodness.
Yes, and so I she's kind of weaning off of it now since I made this statement, which I'm going to say live on the air. I said, now, I understand why it's very popular, but you got to also understand it. If you dissipate the crowd's reaction and them hooing and hawing and fighting on stage and this, that,
mm-hmm.
and you really listen to what each and every person that is on this show is saying, there's a level of physical abuse and mental
mm-hmm.
abuse that's
exactly.
two key ingredients that drives that show.
Mm-hmm.
But people are drawn to that in the form of nothing more than entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That creates a very dangerous environment for our mm-hmm. young men and women
mm-hmm.
who are victims of that. Because, see, it's entertainment for all of us to sit back and watch and ooh and ah and see these folks, fight and this, that, and the other. And, what's the other one? Maury with the baby daddy and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's entertainment
mm-hmm.
on that side of it. But it's not entertainment if you're the one that's involved in that.
Exactly.
If it's your daughter, if it's your son, it's not entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand the barometer of the society that we live in. Now, understand this here. Maury, as well as Jerry Springer, understands the media machine better than all of us put together. It's about
mm-hmm.
ratings. So who are they targeting? The
mm-hmm.
very victims of the same thing that's happening to. They're targeting
mm-hmm.
that. So if they can get the ones that are involved in that to a point of disarmament, you create a new level of a predatory scenario. Why? Because like Ms. Fry has been saying since she's been on the air, one of the main things that kept her from coming forward for so long was that a lot of people around her was telling her to not talk about it. It happens
mm-hmm.
to everyone, and that
right.
is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ms. Fry, I know I said a lot, and I know I'm going to get a lot of emails on Tuesday about that one.
That's okay, though. The truth is a light.
Yes.
You're telling the truth. It's true.
I have to say.
They're drawn to those TV programs. Everybody's laughing and having a good time because somebody's being abused. Somebody's baby mama. That's funny to them. And all taking their mind off of what really matters. And, you know, it's entertainment for those abusers, too, to abuse those children. They're sitting up watching those children and just waiting for the next prey. That's entertainment for them. And then parents need to stop thinking that abusers are just men.
Exactly.
Abusers are not just men, women.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody, there's a lot of abusers out there now. Babysitters are abusing these kids, and we're letting it happen.
That's right.
And thinking just because you take your child to the door and the child's so happy to see Miss So-and-so and whatever, and I know she's good, that don't mean she's good. That child could be so afraid of that person, he'd show happiness because when that door closes, what he know he's going to get if he don't act happy.
You got to think about it.
But a child is not going to make up being abused.
That's right.
Because let me tell you something. For one reason, the child is not going to make it up because a child feels dirty when he's abused. A child feels, why did they pick me? What did I do to make this person abuse me? A child don't want to be abused because you feel bad about it. I felt bad all of my life. I felt dirty all of my life from the first time it happened. So a child is not going to make something like this up. It takes a lot of courage to admit it.
That's right.
Because you'll think, a person's going to think it was your fault. Why did you allow it to happen? A lot of mothers will say that to you. Well, what did you do? What made him do that to you? Children will not make up abuse.
They won't. They won't. You have to understand, again, the barometer of our society. That's why this is why what you do, Ms. Fry, is so needed. This is why, if for all the listeners who have not gotten a copy of Only the Strong Survives, we encourage you to do just that so you will get a chance to really understand a lot of what we're discussing here tonight. Because if left alone, if it's not talked about, if we just simply turn a blind eye and not say anything, do you think it's going to go away or is only going to get worse? Well, the less you say, the more predominant it becomes. I've watched, and you know, I'm only 36 years old, and I've watched over the last 5 years in terms of television programming, I've watched the high school dropout rate, teenage pregnancy, and when you add in these two phrases, physical and mental abuse, as being contributors, it speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks for itself. What happened to us as parents? What happened to us as grandparents? What happened to us as a culture and society is that we become numb
mm-hmm.
to these things. We hear it so much, it doesn't shock us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the problem. See, the things that we... you know, that we look at now, 30 years ago, they couldn't even put it on television.
That's right.
But now it's in everything. It's weird. You know, an artist said this early part of the week, which made perfect sense. He said, now, I want you to think about this. Warner Brothers and Disney is the same company that brought us Bugs Bunny, the Looney Tunes, and Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also the same company that puts out, in terms of financing, in terms of movies and propaganda and this, that, and the other element as well. So you got to understand this. If these are the ones that we're relying on to tell us whether we should turn left or right, do you really think, and I want every parent to answer this honestly. All right, now. You remember when you was coming up, the type of programming that you watched on television. You remember, it used to be at a point in time where the good guy got the girl. We glorified the guy that did right, you know, that didn't go to prison, that went and got an education, that rised above that adversity to be a formidable person in society. To now take a backward step, that we now glorify the villain. We glorify the opposite. That is more popular now. You can go, speaking with a lot of young men, you know, in terms of their community, you got a lot of young men that respect guys that go into prison
and go down for 10 years than a guy that went to college for 5 to 10 years and got an education.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? The only thing I can say is that what happened is that we allowed other things and other influences to steer us away from the problem and the true solutions. They've already taken God out of the schools. They've done all these things right before our eyes. And here we are now, you know, with all these things we're discussing now. And this is why we feel on Where They Do That Radio with Miss Nadine Fry, her program is a definite breath of fresh air because she is willingly, openly, and honestly discussing these things with godly principles and godly solutions. And that is the key. That is the key. We have to do this. We have to do this because if not, you know, it's so many things out there that is going to really hurt and harm, you know, a lot of things being done. We're opening the floor for more questions, concerns. You can call in at 347-934-0318. Which brings me to this question, Ms. Fry. Upon you completing the book, we're going to fast forward just slightly. After you completed your first book, I had an email that came in and asked, what was your initial feeling after you put it all on paper, put it all out there, got it all out? What was your initial feeling once you did that?
I felt good. For once in my life, I was able to look Satan in the eye and say, it's over. All my life, I kept all this in, and it made me sick. Now I can look you in the eye and say, you know what? It's over. I'm able to fight now because I'm free, and I can fight. So you can't hold me down anymore, telling me that I'm dirty and filthy and it was my fault. You can't hold me down by saying, don't talk about it because you're going to hurt everybody else and you're not that type of person. I was free. And that's why I kept writing after that, because I knew it didn't stop there. And then when my son kept asking me, Mom, read this to me and read that to me, I said, okay, wait, hold up here now. Everybody can't read. So that's how the film came into existence. I was like, Lord, send a way for me to get this in the movies.
Right.
And I prayed on it. I always fast and pray now. Because, you know, disciples in the Bible ask Jesus, if something they can't handle, what do they do? And Jesus say, when you pray and it just don't happen, say fast.
Right.
Fast and pray. Give up something for God. And I started doing it. And that next week, I got a call that I want to make this into a movie. And I just started praising God.
All right.
So I felt really good about that first book.
All right. And that is the key. True words of inspiration. You're alive with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors. You have to realize that a great calling and a great work is in the midst. And there's plenty of opportunity for all of the listeners that are tuned in tonight to definitely be a part of what's being done. We also encourage, you know, for those who want to come forward. This is something that we haven't done in the previous episode, but we're going to do tonight. For those that want to come forward and discuss, you know, these things in a private detail, a number will be provided at the end of the broadcast. Where you can, and we're going to do our best to coordinate something, you know, maybe a conference call later on within the week with Ms. Fry, where she can really, you know, talk to, you know, each individual, whether it's on a one-on-one basis or rather just through a friendly email or chat, about the situation. And the reason why I'm saying this now in the air is this. You want whatever is happening that you feel that you can prevent from happening. We want to all do our part to do that. But it all starts with you. It starts with you understanding what is going on, understanding it from an inward perspective and also understanding it from an outward perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that with the fans that have had a chance to talk to Miss Fry in private, had a chance to meet her in person, she's a very approachable person. You can rest assured that what you discuss, she will definitely treat it with kid gloves, and she will definitely, you know, give you every possible answer that she can, you know, have, you know. And keep in mind, you know, she, God has ordered her steps, so she's not going to give you anything that God is not, doesn't want you to have.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and we implore you to do that. Because again, it's just so much that is being done. We just have to continue to allow God's work to be done and His message to be brought out.
And just remember that fear of talking and telling when someone is abusing you, that makes them stronger. They strive on it. They get strong knowing that you're afraid to talk. We have to stop this. Talk about it. Tell someone close to you. Or if you don't want to, tell your name, email me and we'll email each other and talk about it and I'll tell you exactly what to do. Because God has given me, taken me to a level that I'll help you if you want to talk about it.
That's right.
Because don't make him stronger or her stronger knowing that you're afraid to tell. Because when you're afraid, then they don't keep coming back. See, fear makes them keep every time coming back. Every opportunity they get, they're going to keep coming back, doing the same thing, making you feel uncomfortable, making you hate yourself. You're too special to God to go through that. But see, God is not going to force anything on you. He gives us a choice. He gave Satan a choice in heaven to be bad or good. He gives you a choice. If you want God to help you, all you have to do is ask, and He'll step in and help you.
That's right.
But He's not going to force Himself on you.
That's
He's
right.
Leaving it up to you. Now, you wouldn't be even listening to this program unless God wanted you to listen. Your steps were ordered to listen tonight.
That's right.
To tell somebody what somebody is doing to you, make you feel uncomfortable. You shouldn't have to feel uncomfortable. You are the temple. The temple of the Holy Spirit is inside of you. And when you let somebody abuse you, you're abusing God in some way. Because the temple, God is inside of us. And you're not only feeling dirty. God wants you to get over it and come to Him. God likes you to talk to Him and ask Him. And once you ask God, He'll immediately come into action and send somebody in your path.
Immediately. That's right. That's right. Well, like I said, we definitely got the listeners in tune. I tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to go to one of my favorite artists here on Where They Do To That Radio, as well as Miss Nadine Fry, live with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors, a young lady by the name of Jessica Young. Oh, you, and I'm going to have a special treat next week. I'm going to tell you, I have been so busy, I didn't get a chance to put the rest of her music in. I've been in love with this cover by His Blood since we put it on the air. And, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to this song now to, you know, get a listener a chance to just kind of reflect and continue, you know, to do what they do. Today is about sharing. Today is about understanding that God wants you to be brought into that comfort zone. And in order for you to be brought to that comfort zone, you first have to understand that everything that it has happened, it happened for a reason, but it was ultimately to bring you closer to Him.
Yes.
Ultimately. Yes. No matter how someone else might have gotten on your right side of the shoulder and said this, that, and the other, understand this if you don't understand anything else. Whatever you're going through is meant to bring you closer to Him.
Right.
If He has to use certain things or if you're in a certain situation, it's meant to get your attention for that very same reason. What we're going to share with you tonight is a song by an artist, a local artist here on Where They Do That Radio. Her name is Miss Jessica Young. The song is called Covered by His Blood. And after that, we'll definitely open the lines back up for any additional, you know, questions and concerns. Here's Jessica Young with Covered by His Blood.
I'm covered. covered by His blood. I am covered by His blood. No matter where I go, high or very low, I'm covered by His blood. Oh, I'm covered by His blood. I am covered by His blood. And though I sin along the way, for short every day, I'm covered by
I obey.
Thank you, Jesus. flipping pals, flipping pals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All right.
Covered by his blood.
That's right. Covered
by his blood. When you think of covered by his blood, you think covered protection.
That's right.
Blood is thick.
That's right.
Protects you. And everything that happens to you, God is still watching and protecting you from that enemy.
That's right. Always. He is protecting his children.
Yes.
He is protecting his people. This is why the enemy may try from time to time through trial and tribulation to rob you of that. But you gotta realize that God has you right there in the palm of his hand.
But see, if you remember, did you just remember that he can't do anything unless God allows him to?
That's right.
So if you know that God allows it, he goes up there every day, he sees your blessings. He know what God getting ready to bless you with, so he wants to come before your blessing.
That's right.
So know that God has to allow him to do anything to you. So even though God allowed him to do it, you know God can protect you from it.
That's right.
Because he allowed it.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we have to keep in mind, an analogy that was made a while back makes perfect sense, especially with what you're just saying. God describes his followers, his children, as lambs, as sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And there's good shepherd, which he, you know, portrays himself in this parable, describes the good shepherd as the watch over the entire flock. And he looks after the sheep. The sheep is a very special animal.
Mm-hmm.
The sheep, if he's allowed to be taken down or if he falls down, if that shepherd is not there to pick him back up, if he lays down too long, he will die.
Mm-hmm.
And so our bond with God is just like that. In the aspect, how he looks at us is just like how he looks at sheep. And that he is there to protect. He's there to make sure that in all that we go through, he's in the midst there to protect us. But just like you just said, he allows certain things to happen in order for us to draw closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
We have to come to that saving knowledge of who he is. We have to develop that relationship with who he is and what he means to us. In order for us to overcome these things. And just like we were saying at the beginning of the broadcast, sometimes until we pass that test, he will bring us back to that test.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us, you know, the stronger we get within him, the stronger we are to withstand the ways of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And
and this is a, just a message within a message, you know, when it comes to your children, when it comes to your children in this capacity, you want to, you know, every parent wants to protect their child. You know, you don't want them to be hurt. You don't want them to go through nothing that's going to hurt, harm, or put them in danger. And it's one thing, you know, to protect them from the things that we can see. It's another to protect them from the things that we can't always see. And this is where your book is so detrimental. Your words of encouragement are so detrimental. Your experience is so detrimental because anyone, you know, can relate to one of the many adversities that you've been through and say, well, surely if Miss Fry, who's gone through this, that, and the other, she's still standing and she's still praising God and she's still letting us know that God is in control, then that gives me all the encouragement I need to come forward and do what I need to do, you know, in that capacity. And that's what it takes. We need more of that being heard and seen and felt and understood to outweigh the opposition that's on the other side.
That's right.
We have to have that. My grandbaby came to me Wednesday, and she said something that really touched me. She said, "Papa," she said, "why do?" I'm gonna have to give you the reason why she was asking. Well, what it was, she was playing with, you know, she was getting ready to go to school the following day, and, you know, our kids are, they get into the little shoving match. And she said, why do little boys hit girls?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of raised my eye at that, you know, I'm like, okay.
That's right.
I was like, well, you know, trying to, you know, I want to hear both sides of it because I know how kids are. I'm like, okay, well, tell me what happened. So she explained to me her side of what happened, this, that, and the other. But her question didn't come as an aspect of, you know, because I kind of got to the bottom of it. To make a long story short, I got to the bottom of, you know, kids are going to be kids. So, you know, they'll play and sometimes they'll roughhouse, this, that, and the other. But the question automatically brought my antennas up in that. And so I went a step further, you know, just to ask, why did she ask that? She was like, well, you know, she got into a little shoving match with one of the kids at the bus stop. And then she went right from that to what she sees on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you, her examples were what she watches on Disney from the cartoons, from the soap operas that our mom and my wife watches from time to time. She sneaks a peek and watches that. These things, she's only 9 now. She sees this as a little girl. And so in her mind, she sees men hitting women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the only thing that was a reality check with her is the altercation she had at the bus stop, which made that brought her to that. And so the point I'm trying to make is this. If you think that by not talking about it, brushing it under the rug, is going to simply make all of this go away, you're sadly mistaken. And Miss Fry, I know I've said this to you numerous times. I applaud you.
Thank you.
I applaud you. From the bottom of my heart, the entire staff here at Where They Do That Radio, we applaud you for coming forward with this book. We look at it as a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But you know what, James, I want to say, you know, I'm like your godmother.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things you say, you do, I'll correct you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want parents to stop saying what you just said, kids will be kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's saying? Think about what you said. Kids will be kids. That's what we think, too. Kids will be kids. Oh, here we go with another. They you know, they're telling another little story.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're making this up. You know what that's what that means. Kids will be kids. Stop thinking that way. When she came to you and said, you know, like, why the boys hit girls, Kids will be kids. Oh, well, what's she going to tell me now? See, that was the frame of mind parents be in. No, that was a seed that was planted in you right then saying she's seen someone hitting a girl or it might be her. Because you know how people come to you and say, well, a friend of mine, this and that. It don't be the friend, it be them.
It's them. That's right. That's right.
They just want to see what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what she probably was doing. Mm-hmm. Dad, you know, daddy, grandpa, why do little boys say girl? She probably already been hit.
Mm-hmm.
But she probably know you, too, on the other hand, if he find out, what he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's how kids are, too. He going to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I better act like it's somebody else.
Mm-hmm. She knows she
that's my kids.
She took her time with telling me, and so that's why I initially took that frame of mind. But mm-hmm. I listened, and then it's like I went a step further to really get to her thought process on that, and that's when you know it dawned on me that you know. It's so many more predators. I'm gonna tell you, your book has opened my eyes up to really who the true predators are, mm-hmm. and just what we live in. And it's from you know, and see, I only got one son. I got two girls, and I got a granddaughter and a grandson. Well, I'll take that back. I got a granddaughter. We're two boys now, with my grandson, and I've always been very protective of my girls, very protective. And so I understand why, you know, I have a very different conversation with my youngest daughter than I do with my oldest. But even with my grandkids, they know, okay, well, I can talk to him, but it's a certain way I got to talk to him to get his attention. And
mm-hmm.
my thing now is I'm looking at everything with a slant now. I'm looking at, you know, from what they're listening to with the music to what they're watching when they're watching television after, you know, after school events to the children that they play with, to the mm-hmm. parents that may want them to come over and spend a night. Just now, I've become very, very aware of that.
That's
to
right.
A point where I, you know, I always want to see the good in everyone, but I always, at the end of the day, I have to always go back into that protective mode of, okay, you know, because anytime, you know, if my granddaughter or anyone else for that matter goes to spend the night with someone else, they come back acting a little weird, I don't even play the radio with that. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And that's something that we have to really get into the mode of. And just like you said at the beginning, it's not just little girls, boys the same way.
Exactly.
You know, it goes both, it's hand in hand, so you just have to look at it with understanding that when things change or things become different, you know your child, and when those things start, you have to be just as adamant about fighting, getting to the bottom of it at that point. Don't let it snowball into something else. Don't let it become, you know, a much larger problem than what it already is. And that's the thing that just bothers me so much is, you know, when I read and I hear about these children that, you know, get abducted, when they, you know, this, that, and the other, it bothers me so much. But and then you always, at the end of the day, you're trying to say, well, how could this happen? It's like, well, you got to look at what the world we live in. It happens 90% of the time, and this is statistics speaking, 90% of the time, the ones that are being abused are not being abused by the stranger that's lurking in the dark closet around the corner somewhere. It's usually people that they know.
That's right, because they prey on them. They watch them.
That's right.
They watch your child. You know, relatives got the child is playing. What is that child playing with? What does that child like to eat? What does that child like to do? They're watching them. And that's what lures them in. You know, you sitting watching your brother's child playing, and daddy, I want ice cream, and then he's watching that. So how he luring, you want some ice cream? Let's get some ice cream. Things like that. Oh, I like playing with that. They'll go buy it. It's different ways. See, that's why they can get in, because they watch that child. And then the child trusts them because they're around all the time.
That's right.
So you just got to watch. You got to watch as well as pray. It's not. You don't have to be paranoid. Just go to God. God will tell you.
He will. God will tell you.
Why are you so interested in always taking my child somewhere? why are you so interested in always wanting to babysit for me? I mean, most men or women are out, you know, having fun, doing things with their own life. Why all of a sudden you always volunteering? Go ahead, I got it. Go ahead, I'll keep them. Go ahead, oh, I'm going to take a miss. I'm going to do, always doing something extraordinary for your child. I mean, get a life. Watch those people because they're not, because they love you. Oh, you need time for yourself. You go ahead, I got the kids. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. You just got to watch.
You have to. You have to. Because if you don't, you know, there are a lot of things out there. And again, that's why I consider what you've done with all of your books as definitely being a blessing and an eye-opener to us as parents, to us as people, and just in general, you know, because these things, again, definitely need to be discussed and they definitely need to be brought to the forefront. That's why we can't wait to see the movie once it's completed.
Oh my goodness. I can't wait.
Oh my goodness. This is definitely, going to be something that's definitely, you know, the viewers and listeners, you're in for a treat. You're definitely in for a treat. With that being said, we would also like to encourage, there will be additions that we'll do all the postings, but we're also looking for voice talent. And voice talent will be one of the prerequisites here at Where They Do To That Radio for a lot of the promos that will be used for the initial promotion for the movies. We're looking for anyone that has any type of talent, not just voice talent, but for any talent for that matter. Whether you're a musician, artist, aspiring actor, we would really like to hear from you. And we can be reached at www.blogtalkradio.com/wherethedothatatradio. You can go directly to the link that's on the show tonight and definitely leave a message and an email where you can be contacted. You can also go to where they do that at radio.webs.com, which we'll be putting together some additional templates this week for that. We just really want to get as much of the communities involved. Again, some very special things are being worked out. A lot of church communities, a lot of youth groups are now coming forward with their level of commitment to really giving you, Ms. Fry, all of the support necessary to really make this a campaign that's going to be very successful. Very successful. Yes, again, this,
I'm just praying daily.
Yes, I mean, we
come through. And every time I hear, he calls me, my publisher calls and he says, I'm getting good news. The investor's saying that it's going to be before April. The movie's going to come out. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Time is winding down. And then the Tenderheart Production Studio that's going to come out, five of them.
That's right.
Production, doing films and helping in different countries. It's the Tenderhearts.
Yes.
It's really going to grow.
Exactly, and like I said, it's definitely going to do what it does, and like I said, Ms. Fry, you definitely have a beacon of light that is shining upon all of us and everyone that needs to hear this good news, to need to hear these words of inspiration. For all the new listeners that are tuning in, you're live with Ms. Nadine Fry on God Survivors, regular segment here on Where They Do That Radio that airs from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So many great things that are taking place. We want you to keep in mind that you as parents, as people within the community, you know, just watch out for each other. Watch out for each other. Look out, with your children as well as, you know, others that within your family that may be a victim of mental and physical abuse, which also brings me to the next question that I feel like I got a little time to ask. From a level of mental abuse, we always talk about the level of physical abuse, and this is one of the most, when you say abuse, that's the first thing people think about in terms of the physical abuse. Mental abuse, in your eyes, is just as damaging, if not more damaging, than physical abuse. With that thought or reason, could you please just elaborate for the listeners in terms of just, you know, on that level, in terms of just mental abuse, how damaging that could be?
Well, physical abuse, it can go away. You know, if somebody hits you or touch you, that goes away. But mental abuse is destroying your mind. And to be destroying your mind is what takes you through everything. The way you think, the way you feel, it's in your mind all the time. You know, it never goes away until you go to God and be healed of it. But physical abuse goes away. It's nothing worse than mental abuse because it takes a part of your mind away. You're not able to think correctly. You get paranoid. You don't trust anyone. You feel dirty. And in your mind, everyone is above you. And it takes your whole, it takes your self-esteem. You're not able to do things the way you used to do. Things that you used to can conquer, you can't conquer anymore because you're beaten down in your mind. And that mental abuse is worse than physical. Because that mind is supposed to be used for God's glory. And anything that comes in your mind is keeping you away from God's goodness, being able to praise him and think about his goodness and his glory and think about the next person that walks in your path that you need to talk to or witness to. Your mind is so beaten down that you can't even think that way anymore. So that is the worst abuse you can get is mind abuse.
The mental abuse, exactly, because ultimately with enough of mental abuse in the picture, it could ultimately separate you from God because of
it destroys you. Exactly.
You're not able to forgive. You're not able to be healed. You're not able to respond in the way that is needed in order for the true healing to come, because just like you said, the mental aspect of what's being done will take its toll on you physically. It will take a toll on you physically.
It covers every aspect of mental abuse because you can't think straight anymore.
Right.
Everybody's not bad, but, I mean, you get abused mentally, you think that way. Everybody come close. You're not able to be a good wife or husband. You're not able to be a good father or mother anymore because in your mind, you can't think straight. You can't treat people the way God wants you to treat people. Because you can't think, how can I treat this person good when I'm abused in my mind? You have to get a healing from God.
Amen.
So it's a lot of abuse, but the mental abuse, I think, is the worst abuse because I thought everybody was against me. And everybody I looked at, I didn't want to tell because I didn't know they could have been an abuser.
Exactly.
If this person that I really loved and was close to, I mean, who else could be doing it? I might open up a door by telling my uncle or telling my brothers. I could open up doors for someone else. I was just destroyed in my mind.
I understand. But we praise God that God was able to definitely lead you through and strengthen you and bring you to him where you can be the voice of reason and inspiration to us all. Because, again, we have to have these examples placed before us to really conceive and understand the true healing process of God, the true healing
right.
process of really how he works. We learn throughout the Bible God takes and chooses many men and women, for that matter, for his calling, for his glory, and he places them in situations where he will allow things to happen in order for him to basically manifest himself into, you know, not only just the mental, but in the physical to bring about this. And it's still being done today. What we get from reading your book is that God is in the same business as he was since the beginning of time.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know what really got me through my mental abuse was my husband, because he allowed me to talk about things that I couldn't talk about to anybody else. He encouraged me to talk about things. He encouraged me to cry because I was holding things in, and he would say, talk about it, and I would talk about even my husband that passed away with cancer. That was deep inside of me, and even I got married, and he would hold me while I cried about my husband.
Yeah.
He would say, let it out. And then I started letting it out. And I was to the place where I could talk about it. I started talking about it to him, and he started listening. So my husband, I love my husband dearly for allowing me to talk, because that's when I was really able to sit down and talk to others and write, because he started letting me talk about it.
Amen. It has to definitely be someone in your life that God has brought to you to allow that to happen. And I think with all of the listeners, for all of those that are on the line tonight, you know, like we're saying, you know, God does these things, you know, and he will bring about people in your life that you will be able to do this with. Miss Fry is just one that is giving us the ability to do this on a grand scale, and an openness that is contrary to how you would say popular demand, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And this is, again, this is why this is such great inspiration to us all, because this is so needed. You know, again, I was saying, when I made that comment about Jerry Springer and Moore and to my oldest daughter, she looked at me kind of awkward at first. And then she came back to me after everything. She said, "Dad, I understand." So you're right. I was like, well, you know, I don't want to turn you off against it. I mean, if this is something that you just want to do, then I just understand you got to kind of look past the entertainment and hear the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And understand this. And then just for the sake of argument, every time you tune into this, if you can still watch this, and if this was you in this situation, still be comfortable with it, then by all means.
Well, see, James, you are uncomfortable with it.
That's right.
See, and you're held accountable for that child.
That's right.
But see, if God made you uncomfortable with it, that means it's something he wants you to do about it. Oh, sure, she's not going to like it that you don't want her to watch it, but you're not her friend.
That's right. She knows that.
You got to tell her, this is what I want, and it has to be done that way. Explain to her, this is why, because that's abuse, this is abuse. Sit down and watch it one day with her and show her.
Oh,
It's all right to get down to her level now.
it kind of ultimately got to that. That's why it's like, when I'm around, they turn it off. They just don't even.
Uh-huh.
They don't even go through that, because I will. They.
Because that's respect. They respect.
Yes. So they give me that. So I was like, okay, well, that's I'm reaching them. But that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a process, you know. So it's kind of like my youngest daughter. She sees it beforehand, so she don't even go there. She's just like, well, I'm not even going to even go through that. My oldest daughter, she's always been the daring one, so that's okay.
I wonder where she gets that from.
I wonder where she gets that
from. Oh, you. Yeah, that's where she get it from.
Yeah.
So you can recognize yourself and your kids. Yeah. Now, you know that.
Yes. And, I mean, hey, I have to admit, I mean, but she's always been very headstrong, very headstrong. Mm-hmm. And so, like my mom said, apples don't fall far from the tree. So.
That's right. Cause my daughter's just like me, too. She got that humble, sweet spirit. I love her so much. She's just like me. Of course, I had trouble with my son. Everybody know that.
Hey, you know, it's okay. My son was, he was the perfect child. He didn't cry. He just sat there and just chilled. He was always happy. He sucked his thumb all the time, but that's what he did.
Yeah, my daughter, you know, she's like me, but the only thing she said, Mom, I just can't forgive like you. I don't know how you can just continue being around people that's done things to you. I just can't be like that. I said, Renee, you have to act like it never happened if you have forgiven someone. Mm-hmm. If you forgave them, you can't still hold grudges.
That's right, you can't.
If you got to forgive, when you forgive, you have to act like it never happened, and that's what I was doing, acting like it never happened, because I told God I've forgiven them so that he can forgive me. And things in my life I had done, I wanted God to forgive me. And if he's saying he's not going to forgive me if I don't forgive them, I have to forgive them. We have no choice.
That's right.
We don't forget, no, because he wants us to remember. He wants us to know the next time it happened to be aware of it. That's why we don't forget it.
That's right.
We don't forget anything people do to you. I don't care if you forgive them. First time you see them, you know you remember what they did.
Remember what they did, exactly.
But you have to act like it never happened. Right. But you still remember. If that person takes something from you, you remember that.
That's right.
But you have to act like it didn't happen. She said, Mom, I just can't come around people that's done things to you. You could just act like it never happened. Yes, I can. because I want God to forgive me.
That's right. And that's a lesson that our children will have to learn through our actions. They have to learn that from us. And again, it's easier said than done. You know, my kids are a lot like that. My wife, she struggles with that in that capacity. You know, she doesn't hold grudges, but she don't forget. And, you know, and that's, you know, with that, you just have to understand that on these levels that we're talking about from a mental and a physical abuse standpoint, you have to forgive, but you also have to be aware. The awareness is the teetering line of this whole balance. Because, mm-hmm. see, when you're not aware, then while these things are happening because of the fear, because of all these things that we've discussed since we've been on the air tonight, this is why, you know, this is not, you know, a conversation that is very comfortable for a lot of people. And it's not an open, welcome conversation. I will share this, with just my own battles and just with, you know, with having children and families and so forth. When you have to deal with a child coming forward and saying something on the long lines that they have been physically and mentally abused by someone that you know, you know, in that realm, it's a very stressful situation. But you have to, if they have the courage to come forward and speak on it, you have to have the courage to be understanding and then be willing to do something about it. Now, you know, and I'm going to say this, it's just like, when I was growing up, my aunt, her first husband, very good guy, but he was abusive. And my aunt never would tell no one but me. Me and her, she was like my sister. I only got one brother, so me and her was like brother and sister. And when she first had when she had her first child, she always babysit for her. But she always used to just come pick me up after school, this, that, and the other. Jamie, you got to come out of the house and do this, that, and the other. It was a level of protection for her that I was totally unaware of, because the things that he normally would do, now that I'm there, he wouldn't do. He might would say certain, and I was too young to understand that. And I'm going to tell you, it was something that I read in your book that brought this back up. This one particular incident occurred where he'd come home late one night and he, went through his regular rampage or whatever. And one thing about us, you know, my granddaddy always told us, he was like, now, look, he didn't raise us to put our hands on, you know, to hit on girls or anything else like that. And he went a step further saying, if you see this, you need to do something about this. If you got to tell somebody, you got to, you know, if you can't physically do anything because the person is bigger than you or whatever, you let somebody know. Now, that's something, you know, my grandfather was like my father, so what he said was like law. And all the while this abuse was happening, I never seen it. And at this point, this one night, he had came in late, and anyway, they was arguing and doing what they were doing, and then your door slammed. And all I could hear is my little cousin crying, and I could hear what was being done behind the door. And so my first reaction was, you know, now I'm trying to get in the door, and she's telling me, you know, it's okay. I know it's not okay because this is something all new to me. I've never seen this. And so I called my uncle, and which is a brother, you know, and, hey, I told him what had just happened. And needless to say, that was, I ain't gonna say it was a mistake, but what I am going to say is this. I understand it from being a person that witnessed somebody goes through it from that side of it, and then also witnessing it from a standpoint when sometimes a person that is being abused because of the fear, because of this, that, and the other, whatever mental abuse that they have been afflicted with, they will turn around. If the, like what you just said, everything makes perfect sense what you're saying, because when you said this, this would jump into my mind. She would defend this man.
Mm-hmm.
She would defend him.
Yes. Because mentally he has her thinking she deserves it. See, when my husband jumped on me, I thought I deserved it. He had me, that my mind just got messed up. The first thing they'll do is say, you didn't do this for me today. You know how I feel when you don't do this, right? Like you're a little child. And you're saying, that's right, I deserve it. I know I should have did this. You abuse, they'll make you think you deserve to be beat.
And, they
will, and then they'll say afterwards that they love you.
Yes, and then they will defend the abuser. And that, I'm going to tell you, the words that hurt me worse, I don't know what was worse, witnessing that or watching my uncle, you know, cry. Because he's like, how can you?
But see, also, she, you know, when your loved ones come to you to help you, and you didn't, you know what this man has done told you that he gonna do to whoever, you tell him if you want to, see what I do to him. Or show you a gun, I'll blow their brain. You don't want that. You don't want nobody around you hurt. So you'll defend them so that other person will just go away. They feel, oh, why, how in the world can she defend after what he's done? She don't want nobody hurt because of her. And if she don't calm it down by doing that, and then after they leave, he going to do worse to her anyway. She's going to get it anyway, whether she defend him or not. But the best thing for her to do is to say, because my brother's just, when I told my brother my husband did, my brother came over with a gun, and I'm in between them. This is my husband. Leave my husband alone. That's what I was saying. Because I knew once my brother left, I knew what I was going to get just by my brother coming by there. People don't understand how they can defend them because you know what you're going to get when they leave. And you're trying to keep them from getting killed. You don't want nobody killed because of something that you went through or you're going through. You don't want nobody to hurt your loved one. And if you leave, he's going to follow you and then knock somebody's door down. My husband used to kick my mother's them door down trying to get to me. So I said, I'm just going to stay. I don't want him going. And if you go to my brother's house, my brother's going to kill him. So I don't want my brother going to prison for something I'm going through. So that's what we do. We defend them so we can keep things down.
Yeah.
And I understand her. I understand why it's just being abusing. They're afraid. It's fear.
Yeah.
Fear of what's going to happen to somebody else or yourself.
Exactly. And that was something that really jumped out when I first read that. And it, you know, we talked, and you know, when we got older, we talked about it. You know, she's got a, you know, a real good guy in her life now. But at that point, it was just, I didn't understand it, but now, I'm saying this on the air live, I now understand that.
You now understand it. And I mean, you know, when you, a lot of people, they just, why in the world did you stay with him so long and beating you? Why didn't you hit him back? Like, oh yeah, we start hitting them back. But the more you hit them back, they'll pick up something harder to hit you with. You fighting all night. When you hit him, he gonna hit you do worse to you. So a lot of people, she's sitting there, let him hit her. He'll hit you once or twice, then he'll walk away. But if you hit him back, it gets worse. You'll be there all night fighting. And a woman, all of a sudden, her strength goes.
Right.
Can't beat him. So you have to end up, he's going to pick up something and hit you with it because you hit him back. So it gets worse. The best thing to do, we usually just let him hit us a couple times, and we just sit there and cry. Because we know if we keep hitting him back, it's going to get worse.
It's so many things that definitely has to be discussed. It's just, this is why we're stressing the awareness. The awareness has.
I just want all the women to know, too, that wants to call and talk to me. I understand why you feel you can't leave and go to your relatives. I understand why you're taking those beatings. But it's a way out. They're not going to do to you what they're telling. See, they'll do it to you because you're afraid of them. But others around, they're not afraid of them. But they're telling you, you need to tell that they're abusing you. They're not going to do anything. It's trying to make you so afraid that you won't tell your loved ones that someone is beating you.
That's right.
But I was there. I understand.
Yeah. And, you know, I just felt I just had to to say that because, again, it was, like I was saying that from the very beginning when I first read the book, and just like a lot of my listeners and viewers as well, when they first read it, there were certain things that you touched on, so many different things that it brought out. There was a question mark. There was a mm-hmm. question mark. And mm-hmm. and so now, as a parent now, the question mark that I used to have, I don't have it now. I look at it just on, you know, the parameters that I need to really examine on to really be able to digress and understand it. So you really, mm-hmm. you know, this is why this is so important. This is why what you're doing is so greatly needed. Again, you're tuned in live to the Nadine Fry Show. We have less than 5 minutes left. What we would like to do with everything that's being done, again, keep in mind, we will be allowing you to send, you know, you can send an anonymous email if you like to spellbound47@yahoo.com as well as gamerzone36@yahoo.com, just expressing any comments, questions, concerns of anything you've heard over tonight's broadcast. We also encourage, you know, all those who like what they're hearing tonight to continue to support what's being done. We will be doing live television promos starting at the beginning of October. We would encourage you to continue to support us as we continue to be able to bring these shows live every week to you guys. All donations or sponsors or resources are commendable and acceptable. You can also give us a call at 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. Miss Fry, I'd just like to just add and continue to commend you for everything you have done and everything that you are going to do with helping bringing this awareness to the forefront. With that being said, what would be a closing thought or message that you would like the listeners to carry on throughout the week?
I want to be able to stress that I want them, I know they're listening because I can see how many people are listening to me, and I look how much the numbers are just going up every week, but I'm not here just to talk. I want to listen to you. I want you to start calling in and talking about it because time is winding down. I want to see you in heaven one day, and I don't want unforgiveness in your heart. I want you to get all this unforgiveness out and talk about it so we can help others, because I want to see everybody that's listening in heaven one day. I love you so much. I don't want you to just not miss your mark in heaven because you got so much unforgiveness. I want God to forgive you, and I want you to go on and get the blessings that God has in store for you. So love yourself enough not to let anyone or anything destroy you. Be blessed. I love you. Call me. And from now on, let's start talking about it.
That's right. Listeners, remember, you are live with Ms. Nadine Fry. She is here every Sunday night from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. All questions, concerns are definitely welcome. We want you to be safe over this Labor Day weekend. Don't eat too much barbecue. we'll be back. I'll be back on the air starting Tuesday night from 9 to 11. And until then, we want you to continue to be safe. We want you to continue to keep God in your heart and in your mind. Stay prayed up. And parents, all listeners, please be aware. Stay aware. Because the more we are aware, the more we can help fight to turn all of this around and draw closer to God. And with that, we ask you to be blessed. Continue to support what's being done. And until next Sunday, may God keep you and may he continue to bless you.
Be blessed.
Be blessed. Good night.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out because it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway.